Everybody, A Squad's back this week. Sorry for the long, I think it was a little longer than average space between the shows this week, but I did go to Disneyland all week. So,
it's where jeans are made.
Quit bragging.
Anyway, I'm back with Rise Like Phoenix himself, me. Also, Giant Shock.
Number one gamer.
And on my right, Max Barracuda.
Number two gamer.
And we have a guest this week. So, why don't you go ahead and enter your name?
Please enter your name.
Novus Redemptor.
Novus Redemptor, and that's all across the board? Like on computer, Xbox, also?
Most things. Steam, Xbox. On PlayStation, it's Christian X2.
I've learned that this must be Latin for bonkers gamer score.
Yeah, you got an impressive gamer score, right?
It's not as high as some that I've encountered, but it's like over 100,000. So
nice. That's the gamer equivalent of having a really big piece.
I would argue, a Corvette. I would certainly argue otherwise, but we're not going to do that now.
What do you normally play? What system?
Mostly Xbox lately. I've been trying to switch into PS3 because like I've got like 12, 13 some odd games for PS3, and I think I've played one.
I'm in the same boat, dude.
Yeah.
I'm the same boat.
Do you feel the same way about the trophy system they have there?
Yes, same thing. I don't care for it anymore.
We should say you are the greatest achievement whore I've ever come across.
One that you've come across. There's a lot more out there.
Well, you're part of this niche community. I didn't know existed.
Yeah, like I said, you should check out trueachievements.com. They're a pretty sweet community site for achievement searching and whatnot, so...
Achievement searching. You put it so nicely.
Searching.
And you got a YouTube channel too, right?
I do, yes. It was originally started to do videos about what achievements I'm doing in a month, but I stopped doing achievements back in June, so I haven't made any new video for that, but I do a lot of Let's Play stuff, mostly for the sake of fun. So we don't really get through the end of any games. We just kind of play for like 10 minutes and we just make fun of it the whole time.
Cool, man.
So we're trying to work on longer pieces for that.
All right, so you want to say it again?
Oh, it's under the name Adamant Templum.
Might want to spell that.
Yeah, I know. It's
Templum, oh my God.
I have a lot of annoying...
I missed the whole first half of that thing.
We're going to have to throw it out on the Twitters and the Facebooks and the...
Yeah, it's Adamantstemplum. Adamant's Templum.
Yep, just mash the keyboard with your hand and hit enter.
That's what I did. That's how I got the name.
Okay, and you guys are basically like a Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, you'll see like the gameplay. You'll hear us talking, and I'm working on a bunch of other things that are not necessarily video game related. So just there's a lot of stuff that I'm trying to work on and put up there. And whenever I'm here, I'll probably just make mention of it briefly.
Okay. So. Yeah, that'd be sick. Everyone knows what's out. Everybody knows what I've been waiting for all year, so let's get into what we're playing now.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are you guys ready for this?
Gee, I wonder what it's going to be.
Suit up, I got my cape and my cowl on. Tonight I'm here to party, thanks to me the crime's gone.
Batman's back.
I saved the city once, I saved the city twice.
What is that? The new Batman, man.
Wait, no, I meant the song.
I'm kind of digging that song.
Oh, it's sick. You want more?
Oh, I got a new favorite track.
I forget the name. Kinda sounds like I'll Twisted. Throw it up. No, it's a comedy group.
Oh. Twisted.
Yeah. No, it's not Twisted. But anyway, yeah, I'm lying a little bit. I only got to play the very beginning last night. I didn't get to play at all today. I had work and doctor's appointment and this. So I'm looking forward to getting back to it. But it feels good, man. He's back.
Is Gotham under peril again?
Yeah, dude. In a big way. I mean, I guess it's a prequel, so it's not again so much as the first time.
It's the very first time that it's
no, it's
going
like
out
a
there?
Year one thing.
Yeah, it's like young.
It's like a young thing.
Well, so I'm saying like it's the very first time that Batman's going out there and busting heads?
No.
It's the first time he's meeting everybody, but he's been Batman for whatever period of time.
It's like year one, basically. But like I said, it's my favorite era of Batman. I think I've said it on the show before, where people don't really know he exists yet, and he's not like walking around at noon like being boys with Superman and stuff like that. Like he's still kind of ninja-esque, and I'm really digging it. It's really cool. Anyone else playing it?
I haven't yet.
I haven't had the cash for. I saw the video for the Joker reveal.
Oh, it was so good. Which was sweet, right?
I was like, oh, you did not just do that.
With Bane, right?
No. This was just you don't know which Joker at first, and then he unmasks.
Damn! Don't kill it for me.
Okay. Well. It's
spoilers.
Anyway, I have been on vacation. I was in Disney. I did bring my iPad, so I started playing a game that I have played on Xbox before, but it really just recently came out on iPad, and that is a charming little game called Costume Quest.
I do not know it.
That sounds familiar.
It sounds like a game where you become your costume.
I already told you about it, so shame on you. It's Costume Quest. You're little kids on Halloween, and you're running around. It's an RPG. It's got a very Calvin and Hobbes feel to it, because it really kind of captures the feel of little kid's imagination, because you're this little kid in a cardboard box robot suit, and then when you fight these goblins that supposedly take your sister, you turn into this mega, like, Megazord looking thing, and you fight it, and you got two friends, and you guys can change costumes and build costumes. There's vampire costumes, and you turn into this epic vampire costume. And it's just really cool. Like, all the adults, whenever you mention the goblins, the adults kind of refer to them as teenagers. So, obviously, it's just that. It's really just in their imagination, and it's fun. And they don't really stick with that too much. Like, eventually, some real goblin-y shit goes down, and you're like, wait a second. How is this even happening? But it's pretty cool, and you buy upgrades with candy, and you actually get candy by knocking on people's doors and trick-or-treating. And also fighting the goblins and stuff. And it's a fun little game for Halloween.
You said this was a mobile?
Yeah, it just became on mobile. I actually bought it last year for Xbox and played it a little bit and forgot about it.
It's an arcade thing?
Yeah. Xbox? Okay. Yep.
I mean, the name sounds familiar. I just never played it.
It's pretty popular, but it just came out on iPad, and it's worth it. It's only going to be like 4 hours to beat, but it's fun. It's a good time. Johnny Chuck, what are you playing?
I've been playing a little bit of FIFA, but I've been trying to finish the end of Assassin's Creed 3, because the new one just came out this week. So I was like, oh man, this has been on my back burner for a while. I'm like,
you doing a big story scramble?
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, Ezio, we're not collecting all the feathers this time. We're just getting right down to the story here. All right,
keep it focused, homie.
You're Connor now, right? Like,
yeah,
that's three. That's the
yeah, it's Connor.
How far along are you?
I'm starting building my ship. Like, I really kind of, like,
you got a ways to go.
You
I kind of left it on the shelf for a while, just because I just got, you know, sidetracked with other things.
It's a great game, though.
Yeah, especially this summer. I usually finish up in the summer, but this summer, since we were doing this podcast, I was trying to play other games, and I just kind of got lost in the shuffle, and now it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it's here.
Well, can I offer you a little advice? Don't spend too much time on the ship, because we're about to go ship-tastic.
Oh yeah, a new one.
Yeah.
One of the most fun features of 3, though. I'm glad they went pirates. For
yeah.
The new one.
Yeah.
I felt I needed more boats.
I'm glad that finally there's pirates, and they're not from the Caribbean, necessarily. Fucking with squids and
I think the new one takes part in
it. It does.
I meant like,
but there's
the Disney
no Jack
version.
Sparrow.
That's what I meant. Like, if there's no, like, squid fucking monsters or krakens or some dumb shit where it's like...
Yeah.
So you mean, like, not the Disney version of pirates?
No crazy pointless black chick who turns into a pile of crabs at the end? For some inexplicable
Mr. Jack
reason.
How many times have you said that in your life, right? Black chick turning into a pile of crabs.
No, I need that.
I drink a lot, all right?
All right, Max, what are you playing?
This week I wrapped up Far Cry 3, which cannot recommend that enough. Great game.
I didn't play 3.
Yeah, really fucking good. My favorite Far Cry, I played all the Far Crys now officially, and that is definitely my favorite.
Okay.
And so as a result, I also picked up the Blood Dragon DLC, which I just started, but it's pretty amazing. I was just telling these guys about it. It's basically, it's not just an added-on mission where it just, like, tack on some extra chintzy bullshit to it. It's actually, like, plays like a bad 80s sci-fi movie. Down to you being voiced by Michael Biehn, Kyle Reese himself. And,
nice.
Like, even during cutscenes, you got the track marks and the, like, VHS scratches across the screen.
Does he keep a shotgun on him for Close Encounters?
It's never referenced, but I have a shotgun.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, Novus? Is that what we're calling you?
Yeah, that works. That's what everybody calls me. All right. So, lately I haven't had much time to do things, but in my spare time, I've been working on, like, some old NES games.
Mm-hmm.
There's a game that I just gave to Max over here. It's called Battle Kid, Fortress of Peril. I've been working on that for the last. I have it on my phone. I also been playing it on my computer. But it's a game that was made with NES graphics in 2010. So it's made out of four cartridge, and it's a homebrew game. It's supposed to be kind of difficult. So take like old school Mega Man, like the first Mega Man game, and add that kind of basic difficulty to it. It's more about jumping, less about killing. But it's made to be annoyingly difficult. And because I'm trying to work on a web series that has that focuses on really difficult games, this one was on somebody's list, so I threw it in first. So I've been trying to get through that. But it's been a little hard to find some time for it. But when I do, I usually end up playing for 5 minutes, get mad, and then turn it off.
It's that difficult?
It's not that it's not really that it's crazy difficult. Like, you can get through it, a lot of it, with no problem, but you'll hit, like, one room. Like, before I came here, I was playing it, and there's, like, little flying eye monsters, and they shoot off in three directions. So one you can kill no problem, but for the second one, you're supposed to be able to jump from a platform to a block of ice that will disintegrate, and then up into the next one and kill it. But you have to time it just right.
This sounds annoying as fuck.
It's one of those things where, like, if you don't jump properly, like, you're gonna...
Like Mega Man.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't jump properly, you're gonna, like, hit the side of the platform and then just drop.
Like the ice box on Mega Man.
Well, no, like, those kind of regenerate. They, like, they do the whole pattern. This,
right.
You jump on it, and then you jump back, it's gone. You're dead. Restart. So this you have 1 second to just jump and do it. It's one of those things where you can't... If you're the kind of guy who jumps on something and has to think about it, you can't do that. You have to keep moving. You just gotta...
A lot of trial and error.
Yeah. Exactly.
It sounds like Mother Teresa would lose patience with it.
But she's dead now.
What's that?
that was the appropriate reaction.
Was that a joke?
Guess not.
No. All right, so that's what we're all playing. But more importantly, let's go into what's out this week.
What's out there?
There is nothing out there, dear.
Lots out this week. Lots out today. We're recording it on Tuesday, and today, Assassin's Creed Black Flag out.
Yes.
Giant Shock won't be picking it up yet.
You got a week.
Yeah, you got a little longer than a week. I'm excited about it. It's probably the one I'm most excited about. Is anyone picking it up for Xbox or PS, or are we waiting?
I'm super torn. I haven't played GTA yet. Batman's out, and now Assassin's Creed's out. This is either going to be very expensive, or I'm going to have to pick and choose.
I might just wait. I didn't check, but I might just wait. I already ordered my Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
I might just wait till it comes out on the new systems and just buy like the Batman and wait like 2-3 weeks, whatever it is, to buy them all.
They do have the deal where you can get it now and then they give you the free upgrade.
Yeah, but I understand that. But like, I might as well just
cut through.
It's not that long. It's like we're talking about 2 weeks here.
See,
it's like,
good I point. Bought the Batman because I had to as the story game, but I won't be upgrading it to Xbox One because I'd have to restart the story, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm actually good just going to wait for Assassin's Creed for the Xbox One.
Yeah, those games, I'm not going to want to restart like this epic like story all over from the first minute. So.
Nah, I'll probably play the Batman, and then when the harder mode becomes available to me, I'll replay that on Xbox 360, and that's that.
I think just when I get Xbox One, I'm just going to make a mad just clamor for all the games that I didn't get yet.
Yeah, me too. Speaking of that, Battlefield 4 is out.
That game looks so epic, and I'm a big first-person shooter guy, and these guys are flying helicopters in the buildings, jumping out, parachuting, falling through glass ceilings, swimming in the water, stabbing people. I mean,
swimming up toilets, grabbing people's butt cheeks.
It's bonkers. It's crazy, man. Like, it's like almost like you're not in a video game. You're like watching a guy run through and doing all this stuff. Almost, it's like you can do anything.
They said, well, first off, what's everyone going to be getting it on? I'm going to be getting it on Xbox One. I'm going to wait.
One, obviously, I'm getting the one.
No, for Battlefield 4, I'd probably end up getting it for PS3 or 4, whatever.
Okay,
I don't know who's going to get it.
Right, well, you're not a big
I'm not a multiplayer guy, so this might just be a rental just to check it out.
I was watching some multiplayer, and some of the scenes from just the multiplayer looked almost as epic as the single player.
Now,
I mean, blowing up all over?
I also don't care much for war games. I'm not a Call of Duty guy, but this, I was watching videos of this. This looks epic.
Battlefield is definitely the fairest as far as I'm concerned, because it's not just people camping doorways. You can't. You can just blow up the wall and go in.
Well, this,
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
If I was going in blind, having not played either franchise, this looks like the superior franchise as far as war games go.
I'm astounded by just what you could do in the new one, man. I just looking at the commercials and the trailers and whatnot, and it's I can't even think of these things that they're doing, flying a helicopter into a building and then jumping out, parachuting, not being dead at all,
right?
And then there's still a fight going down on the floor, six, seven stories down. There's still a fight going on.
Well,
it's pretty crazy.
It's important to note that people who are playing it on a computer will be getting, I think the number was 62 or 64 or 60 something. Players at one time, while us console gamers, it'll be cut drastically to 24, 26.
That's still a lot, though.
It's a fair amount.
Still a lot.
I haven't really got a chance to play the beta or anything like that, but the boards look epic. Like, they look huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of feel like you almost need the 64 people to just consistently encounter other people from the other team.
Well, I'm definitely going to wait to the Xbox One just because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be playing Batman. And this is going to be my treat to myself. One of the day I get it. Battlefield 4 is what I'm going to be playing all day.
Yeah, I'm going to take like my first couple hours of having Xbox One just download a bunch of games real quick.
Yeah. All the games out today. Pac is back. Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures for Xbox 360.
Raise your hand if you care.
I care.
Humma.
I
don't know anything about it, so I might care.
I care. It's nice to see the old boy back in action. He's got a platformer game. It looks a lot like the Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they try to do it on PlayStation 1, though?
Yes, and I like that one. The RPG one?
I remember it.
I remember the commercial more than anything. That was Mr. T and Vern Troyer getting their mail. That was a great commercial.
And he was hang gliding all over the place from what I remember. Yes. I was young when it happened.
Yeah. Now, did they add legs and arms to this guy?
Oh, yeah.
He looks weird. I don't really like him.
You never watch the old Pac-Man cartoon?
I mean, that's what I'm referring to. Like, I never liked that look. It didn't look like Pac-Man anymore. It looked like some fucking... Like,
oh, I'm digging it.
It looked like the two scoops, was it, from the Raisin Bran shit? Like just got up and like got rid of his rays. And he's like, all right.
But even he doesn't have legs.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what he's got underneath. He's got two scoops. You don't know what's underneath those scoops. He got maybe little bitch-ass legs.
I like that reasoning.
That's what he's got.
I like that reasoning. He's got two scoops.
Anyway, man, it looks like they beefed him up a little bit. If he eats one of the traditional fruits, like the cherries or whatever, then he turns into different outfits, kind of like Mario. Like, he'll turn into Flaming Pac-Man or, like, it's like it's Raccoon.
Like Fire Island Pac-Man?
Yeah.
It sounds like the
Cherry Grove Pac-Man.
It sounds like they're crossing it with Kirby a little bit.
Yeah, it's something like that, man. I'm really digging it. I mean, no one else feeling it?
I would be interested in that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hate on it.
But in a week when all these epic games are coming out, are you really going like, Pac-Man?
Yes, me and Novice.
You know, I don't know why.
Me and Novice, the only ones.
I'm not going to hate on it, but I'm not going to be seeking it out.
You know why I'm actually kind of interested in that? Because I know it's one game that library might get, so I can borrow it for free.
For free?
Yeah, hell yeah. This one's for me and Novice. Because I got Pac-Man fever. All right, that's enough of that.
The only cure is more Pac-Man.
Angry Birds Star Wars is out for the Wii, the Wii U, Xbox 360.
Is that an old game? Because they have the costume at Party City.
That game
discount.
I've had on my cell phone for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already existed.
It's already existed. Okay. And that was my gripe. I said it before. But for my phone, I got it for free. Download it for free. And if I want extra levels, it's $1. If you wanted to play it on the Wii, it's 60 bills.
That's, no. For the Wii U.
$50. $50.
For Xbox 360 or PS3 or Vita, it is $40.
Whoa. Wii U, what are you doing?
I don't know. Yeah, that's usually backwards.
Well, it's probably because the controller is a little interactive, much like the iPad, where you can purchase this game for $4.99.
The Nintendo Wii U has just been like, screw it.
Yeah. Screw it. We got to make some money back. It's $2,000 for Angry Birds. And $25 is the deal for 3DS if you want to pick it up. New to the consoles, for whoever cares, It's a 2-4 player competitive mode.
Like, what, some people the pigs or some shit? Like,
no, no, it's not attack thing. It's
score based.
It's a turn based.
That sounds stupid.
That is boring. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Do people still like Angry Birds? I thought people had moved on.
I don't know. I didn't take a poll. I know I don't.
From what I've seen, like, again, I work in retail. I haven't seen anybody pick up much Angry Birds shit in a while.
Yeah, it feels like that whole train has passed.
I mean, they're still churning out, you know, dumb shit like bed sheets and crap, but they're not.
Yeah,
they're
but
not
it's like
selling.
I think it's part of popular culture
get
at
on
this
it.
Point.
You got to like, get Candy Crush out there. That's what the kids are playing.
Oh yeah, if there was a Candy Crush, like if there was like a big bedspread of like a Candy Crush map, I think that would go crazy.
I hate that fucking game, but it haunts my dreams.
Isn't it free?
Yes.
Well, I read an article about it that it took like all the things that have like a slot machine has to apply to a video game, so where people get super addicted to it,
and then they charge you money.
Yeah,
microtransactions,
much like a slot machine. And anyway, also out today, which I'm gonna keep an eye on, is the Game Stick. Anybody game
is this for like, Nintendo, I imagine?
No, no. It's actually
you hear something gimmicky and
its own system that was another successful Kickstarter system. It's an open source gaming machine and it uses the Android operating system. The controller is about the size and shape of the old school Nintendo controller, but the button layout is the newer layout with the diamond pattern buttons and analogs. And what's cool about the whole system is it's the size of a flash drive. You just plug it into the back of a TV, the flash drive size.
Oh, look at that. That thing's tiny.
Yeah, it comes inside the controller. You pop it out, you stick it in, and you got your whole system right there.
It looks like it would belong to a Wii. Like, it's got the Nintendo color scheme.
Right.
Just white.
Now, bottom line, how are the games on it?
Well, they only have 200 games right now. And
200? That's a good amount.
Well, it's an open source gaming machine, like I said, so it's kind of stuck in limbo, same as the Ouya is, in the fact that they need a big-time company to come out with a good game, but a big-time company is not going to come out with a good game until it's worth it to come out for it for the system. So I know Ouya got spanked by that.
What's Ouya?
Ouya is another Android operating system console that came out. But the problem that they had was they offered $50,000 to match $50,000. It came out a couple months ago, and this is just off the top of my head. I didn't do any research for the show, but I remember something about them. They came out with $50,000 for anyone who could come up with $50,000. They'd match you, and you could come out with a game in their system for $100,000. But what happened is a bunch of people figured out that if they pulled together $50,000, they could get the $50,000 from Ouya and just come out with some crappy stick figure game.
Mm.
So,
hoisted on their own petard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But GameStick's not doing that. So, I don't know. I could see an indie game coming out and just being a hit. They really don't have a flagship thing yet, but I'm going to keep my eye on it. I mean, like, it's a good concept.
I'm interested. Mm-hmm. Can I bring up, since we were off last week, another game I'm super excited about that came out last week?
Yes, you can.
Lego Marvel.
I gotta pick that up now. Like, I didn't even realize that was out.
I've been going nuts.
If you pre-ordered it, I think you got a Lego character, right?
I don't know about the pre-order bonuses,
one like that big.
Yeah.
I got to play a little bit. Whew, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. All the Lego games are just
and switching between all the Marvel characters, it's a good time.
See, the thing I want to get into is I haven't played the DC ones yet.
DC ones are really good.
Because the ones that I've played are ones that are based on things I already know. Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean. These are all new, original things that I actually want to see.
And now they incorporate voice acting. And
That started with the second DC, didn't it?
With Batman 2, which was DC Heroes.
Yeah. Actually, did you know that Johnny Depp did his own voice for Pirates of the Caribbean?
I heard that.
Where he's and yelling all the time.
Well, I played Lord of the Rings, and that was all the original cast.
Yes, it was.
Which is pretty nuts.
And that was a good one. That took... like Lego games and made it fucking epic.
Well, that's a fun game.
Like,
I think J.R. Tolkien had something to do with that too, right?
Oh yeah.
He's dead.
He invented Legos. Few people know that.
Right.
He invented Elvish, Lord of the Rings, the Silmarillion, and Legos.
If only he had lived long enough to see the two combined.
Yeah. Like, the Legos are actually formed in Mount Doom.
Okay.
They're forged in the fires.
That's why they hurt your goddamn feet
by the Dark Lord.
Those things were terrible.
It's the only way to destroy a Lego.
Like,
I just find it cool for at least Lego Lord of the Rings that they did like a mini recreation of Middle Earth.
Yeah.
You can roam around the whole entire place. There was no place.
Except it's in miniatures and adorable.
Until you went up to try, unless you tried to climb a mountain and then you glitched into the mountain and everything you've just done is automatically deleted because you have to turn off the game. That happened to me all the time.
Well, I nerded
don't
out
remind
on,
me of that. Because I had a very similar...
Lego Hogwarts for Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. I've been meaning to play that, but I haven't had a chance to.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with a Lego game.
The only thing I don't like about the Lego games, though, is that they have a lot of glitches. Like, they're very glitchy games.
Like I said, you're reminding me of a very unpleasant experience on a boat during Lord of the Rings, where I couldn't get off the boat. Yet everyone else was floating and dying around me.
Although it's funny when you watch your side character just constantly jumping into the same pit over and over. You dumbass.
Constantly.
All right, well, that's what's out this week. What do you guys say? Move into the news?
Let's do some news.
Any news?
Hit
news.
Yui.
Let's do it.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take me away.
You not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square.
German scientists now say gamers are more numb to pain and other people's misery.
Okay. Plausible.
Gamers in general, or just our generations?
RPG gamers in general, or really? MMO. They actually looked at Warcraft players.
Oh, okay. So the RPG, don't talk to me about like Final Fantasy being that way.
No. But they say that they are more numb to actual physical pain. How did the Germans devise
through rigorous testing, I imagine.
They went out to people playing Warcraft and just pinched them.
What they actually did was make people take paper clips with two fingers out of ice water. And they found that
we have really neutered the Germans, I feel.
No offense to any Germans out there, but I think what they're trying to get back into the experimentation phase slowly so the world doesn't hate them anymore.
One step at a time.
Right.
Put the proverbial fingertips into the ice bowl, if you will.
Well, I don't know why that would merit their study, but that's what they did, and they said that the Warcraft players could do almost twice as many paperclips out of the icy water in the time.
Is this ice water like that shit that fell in the T-1000? What kind of fucking...
I don't know.
How cold is this water are we talking about?
I don't know. It's like the glacier water from...
Titanic?
No, I'm thinking Waterboy.
Waterboy?
Remember the Waterboy? He drinks that last little sip of
ice. The water. The movie.
Right. I don't know, man.
That's refreshing, though.
They also said that the gamers, on another study, the gamers were sat across from a non-gamer, and they were doing the same paperclip and ice water thing, and for some reason, they seemed to care less about the other person's unenjoyment of doing the subject than anyone else.
Well, was the people playing the game, the other people just hanging out?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, your mind is like...
Well, no, they weren't
something.
Playing it's at the time. Strength. It was just people who had... played Warcraft quite a bit.
All right, well, it's kind of a stupid experiment because, like, you could put my hand in, like, a vice and, like, you know, fucking, I don't know, some bitch is blowing me, I'm sure I would be fine with it. I'm like, hey, it's not so bad.
I have no idea what that has to do
with. But I'm saying, like, your mind is occupied on something else. You know, it's like...
No, they weren't playing at the time.
That's why I just asked you. You said yes.
I said no.
No, you said yes.
You idiot!
No, I didn't say that. Anyway, next news story. The new Call of Duty Ghost trailer released yesterday, and
it
shows that...
Is it more live-action bullshit?
No. But it showed a little preview of the new co-op, and it's not zombies. It's actually called Extinction, and you'll be fighting aliens this time.
So basically the same thing, but with aliens.
It's like Call of Duty Gears of War a little bit, it looks like.
I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
Does it play the same way? Like, it's just an endless horde?
Unless,
yeah, it's
endless,
it was
no
described
ending.
As very little gameplay, mostly just big shots with the words saying, you fight aliens and you
so
do this.
So it's an aesthetic change more
it
than
said,
anything.
It did say it's going to be survival action, base defense, and some scavenging involved.
Well, that might add a whole different layer to, was it Treyarch's game? Just because, I mean... they don't have that, and I feel that gives the other Call of Duty a much longer lasting appeal.
The Activision one?
Yeah, the Activision one.
Yeah.
The Modern War. No, Modern Warfare is Treyarch, and then...
No, Modern Warfare is Infinity Ward.
Infinity War.
Black Ops is...
Oh, yeah, Black Ops is Treyarch. That's my bad.
But,
Yeah, but the zombie mode gives that game a lot more life, because after the 1 year, you're kind of done with the one Call of Duty, you move on to the other, but the other one I'll stick with until the new zombie mode comes out.
Yeah, it is cool. It is kind of like a little mini game. I'm happy to hear about the aliens thing. It sounds pretty cool.
Do they fire back at you at all?
Oh, yeah. They had things that looked a lot like crawlers and humanoid-type things. I mean, different aliens. It was pretty beefy. Quick round the table. Which one do you think you'd rather play against, the zombie Nazis or the aliens?
I mean, to be honest with you, like, if it depends how the AI is with the aliens. If it's fun to play as them, play against them, you know, as far as how they attack you, then sure. But if they're just running up right into my base and I just shoot them dead.
If they're just zombies in different skins.
Yeah, then it's like, well, who cares?
Yeah.
I want a certain element of like, okay, now I'm not fighting a zombie. It's not a mindless thing. I'm fighting an alien. I want them to attack me in a certain way. Like if you remember Gears of War, they had the mobile, you had to defend the bases and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like the
you want them to stop and block and
yeah, I want them to work together and stuff like that instead of just being mindless and running up and just dying.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'd be looking forward to that. Nobis?
If they do something different with the aliens thing, I'd be more interested in that, because by this point, with the Nazi zombies thing, I'm not a crazy fan of the Nazi zombies. What I am a fan of, though, is the scenarios that they release for all the DLC packs.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mob of the Dead thing, the whole George A. Romero thing, those are all cool scenarios.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of fun to see that stuff, but still, you're in Nazi zombies, and it's just like, it's the same crap.
Right.
Well, they change the zombies through each scenario. Like, there's the Mob...
They don't change them very much. They may add one or two things, but for the most part, it's all still the same stuff.
Well, it plays the same way, but there's always, like, the look of each level is particular.
Well, the look of each level is different and everything, but still, it's, you know, once you learn the level, it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
To me, at least. You know, like, again, one of my favorite parts is hearing all the recorded new dialogue and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know what really adds something to me? It's not just like make it to whatever level you can make it to, and then that's just it. Make it like where I literally can escape the place. I want to win the match.
That's my biggest gripe about zombies.
You can do that. It takes a long fucking time.
It's not gonna happen.
I did it for the George A. Romero one. It takes like an hour and a half to get it fully done. But you can.
What level do you have to get up to get out?
I think we got up to like 15 or 20, because what you're supposed, they're called Easter eggs.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do is go through a series of tasks and do these little things, and then suddenly you're at the end.
See, like, these tasks are very unclear what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, right? No, like they're very much hidden. For the Jordi Romero one, you're supposed to go find the four guys in the original game, Richthofen whoever else.
The generals. The Russian,
yeah, area. Yeah. You find all those guys, and they're like locked in a safe somewhere, and they give you the instructions, but it's hard to find them or get them to start talking, because you have to do something. They give you the instructions, and you have to do all these different things. It'll take a long time, and I've done it, but it's just...
I would like it to be more clear on what you have to do, mm-hmm. and the goal is for everyone to do that instead of just get better weapons and hookups.
I'd like different ways to exit it, you know, not just the same story every single time.
Well, I mean, you gotta remember, every time they give you a new map, right, it's a completely different scenario. So,
right.
Like, you know, it's not just, oh, we're gonna do this, this, and this to get out of here. So I could live with it if there's, like, one way to do it on each map, at least. But, like, I have never even gotten remotely close to beating any of these things. I didn't even know that, until Danny just mentioned it, you could beat any of them. Because I escape the island of Mob of the Dead, I go to the, you know, where all the electric chairs are, and it just, basically, I go back to the beginning after that. There's no way you could escape anything.
There's a way to get to, I guess, I don't know if it completely ends or not, but just there's a way to get to the end of the story of the individual maps.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to, in the actual original map for Black Ops 2, you're supposed to go into a cornfield and wait for clouds to go over the middle, and you put down these pylons and everything, and you're basically supposed to summon this electric zombie. And you're supposed to kill it, and that's the end of it. But it's like, it's a lot of shit to do, and if you don't do like one step right, you're fucked.
Hell no, I never did that,
dude. The whole level's annoying with the bus. It's just, it's rough.
It was cool at first. It was a lot of fun, but then it's like,
all right, moving on. Last story of the night. Organizers for change.org a petition on change.org. Anyway, organizers are pleading for a female lead in GTA series.
I would like that.
They've been talking about this. I think it's just get it done.
This GTA had three basic characters you could mess with. Yeah. Why not just, if you're going to do that from now on, why don't you just add in a chick character?
It's not going to hurt.
But it's also a matter of how they would be portrayed, because a lot of the people that they do, a lot of the main characters in GTA tend to be a little bit shifty, shady.
Shifty. Yeah, but you know what you're getting with the product.
Yes.
It's like people, a certain populace of gaming is clamoring for the female equality in gaming, which is fine. I think more female protagonists is a good thing.
The study says 49% of gamers are girls. I don't personally.
No, maybe not.
Really? I don't think.
You think it's that close?
That's what they said. I think that's a little inflated.
I'm thinking younger generation, man. We're of a different
That may
different
not
generation.
Be completely false, especially considering the fact that if we're talking about gamers, we're talking about the groups of people who play the big games. Because again, you know, you have Halos, Call of Duties, Gears of War. There are a lot of girls playing those bigger series. Maybe not like the little games. Maybe they're not playing Assassin's Creed. Maybe they're all playing Batman. But if they're playing those, you're
on the MMOs. They're all on the
even
MMOs.
Even when I'm playing multiplayer, it's kind of a rarity to come across a girl.
You're playing very male-centric games.
Yeah. Not Call of Duty. I mean, like, they're just FIFA.
Male-centric games.
I mean, any game I play online, really.
But yeah, are you playing World of Warcraft? Are you playing Final Fantasy Online? Games that...
I played Warcraft, I mean, like the original Warcraft a long time
ago. Yeah, but I'm saying an MMO.
No.
That's got a huge female population.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I guess... I think it's way more even in those types of games where you build up a
character. That's
going
to be skewing the numbers.
But still, there's probably more males in these games, and there's definitely more male console gamers.
Well, also, like, a lot of women don't want to sit there and speak in multiplayer games as well, because they'll automatically be criticized.
God, yeah, can you imagine?
So I'm sure a good point, if you go into a Call of Duty game and you hear two guys sitting there arguing back and forth saying the most racist shit, you can assume that maybe two or three others in that room are going to be girls, but they're not going to say
they're
going to
keep their mouth shut because they want to avoid the ignorant bullshit.
Yeah, to round out that area, and I have no problem with girl gamers whatsoever. But there are girls who open their mouths so that guys kind of fawn all over them and help them out a little bit. I've been in that scenario.
I've personally never encountered that.
I've definitely been in a scenario where I've been in a multiplayer game and they're like, oh, I don't know what to do. And everyone's like, oh, I'll save you. And you're like, why don't you just concentrate on getting that bug?
I get more ruthless with those people. I'm like, okay, easy kill. Let's do it.
Well, you might. I don't care either way. I don't care either way.
I tend to mute, like, all chat rooms now when I go play online. Like, I'll play Call of Duty multiplayer, I'll just mute everybody because I don't want to hear anybody.
Oh, I enjoy the discussion. The deep-rooted discussion.
The discussion?
Yeah.
It's like, let's just drink every time the N-word is said.
Yeah. Let's get drunk.
Get worse.
Nah.
But yeah, GTA, female protagonist. Just get it done.
How do you, do you guys think that it should... I mean, I know Saints Row, you could just be a female if you feel like it.
Yeah.
But the story's much looser. They call you boss. They don't really... You know, it doesn't really matter whether
I think it's a little late in the game to put it into 5, but have 1 and 6.
Well, the DLC for Grand Theft Auto games are usually sweet.
Yeah,
Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yeah, do a side story like that.
I'd be into that.
I think, though, as, like, GTA is like a well-written game and stuff like that. It's, you know, as far as writing a game goes, I think, especially in these worlds that you're trying to write for, it's just harder in your mind to write for a specific female character when they're basically the people that you kind of exploit in these types of games more than you write for. You know, those are always like the guy's girlfriend or the crazy chick.
Oh, maybe they're star from 2.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's hard for, like, to get a good script for it.
Well, maybe you just need to get away from exploiting the women and give yourself a strong female character. That's not...
I'm saying that, but it's like, it's not
as
easy.
They're great writers. I'm sure they can work something out.
Alright, I'm just saying that might be a thing where it's just so much easier to write for a particular guy character than it would be to try to write for a girl character.
Well, frankly, I don't see why one of the three main characters of 5 couldn't be a woman. I mean, you get rid of... Make Franklin a woman.
No way.
Franklin's my boy, yo. What are you talking about?
Dialogue?
But to your point, I could see not making Trevor a woman because that would seem out of place and bizarre. But any of the other two... Could have easily been a different gender. I just don't see why not.
I mean, I played those characters through a little bit, and those characters, I mean, you cannot make them a different person to me.
I think Michael could have been replaced by his wife easily. I think that's the character that I would have liked to see.
And why not? Why not just make the populace happy?
I'm into it. You know what? I'm going to change.org. I'm going to support this.
Frankly, I'm fine with it, but I'm saying it might just be harder to come up with ideas.
I don't think that's a cop out.
If it's harder for you to write a female character, then why don't you get a female or two on the writing staff?
Yeah.
No way. And if you're a writer, it's too hard.
Hey, look, we just started to put them in a game.
if you're a writer, it's not hard. Suck it up.
Also, I was just reading this a few seconds ago, but apparently GTA 5 is the fastest selling video game ever made.
Of all time.
Yeah, the first week it sold, I think, $1 billion or something.
Yeah, it's like 30 million copies all around right now. But like, if you were to actually do what we're saying and throw in a female character, it could probably boost sales at least by a little bit.
It would blow it up.
I would think so.
You'd probably get a big chunk of women who don't play it.
Well, right now,
all of a sudden be interested.
They got 473 supporters as of last night. I'll throw them a bone. I'll sign it.
Well, this is the I've been hearing this for easily the past year nonstop about women in games being misrepresented, and it's time to kind of progress.
I'm into it. I really like the new Tomb Raider reboot.
The only downside to the Tomb Raider reboot was that a lot of people had problem with the initial scene, the near rape scene.
And
some issues with the way she looks when she dies. They said that some of the deaths looked a little over sexualized. So.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Yeah, I heard those.
I think that's
going to be a stumbling block, though, is because the same people are going, we want women in games. Over-sexualized, no matter what you do.
I think games are starting to just get sexualized in general. We're putting a lot of like mature content in the games now.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they're seeing stuff that's not intentional and calling it sexism.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. I didn't hear anything about the Tomb Raider, and I played through it, and not once did I go, damn, that's a sexy dead Laura.
plenty of people online, and I forget the feminist blogger's name who did all the YouTube videos, did the Kickstarter and all that. That's going to bug me, I'm sorry. But sure, she found it. You know, like a certain contingent of people are going to have gripes no matter what.
It's a matter of your perception.
Do the right thing and, you know, appeal to everyone. You have three protagonists in a game. Make one a woman.
I liked when they did for Gears because there were so many Gears girls that were playing. The only thing I didn't like was that they made him so much smaller than the Gears. I was like, yo, man, you're fighting these monster locusts. You got to beef these girls up a little bit, man.
Well, cause they
need some biceps.
They give them the suits.
Yeah.
They make Anya from some desk jockey to suddenly she's in the fucking suit.
And she was kind of wavy. They're not really sexualized, those girls.
She's in giant body armor.
Part of the good thing about that, though, is as far as I know, later stories and the books for Gears of War are written by a woman. So, you know, hopefully she does include a little bit more in there because obviously, you know, the future, the apocalypse of the future is not fought just by men who have tiny heads and giant bodies.
And giant bodies.
No, that's exactly how it goes down, bro. Tiny heads, gigantic bodies to hold up monster guns they got.
Well, it's like Darwinism. The tiny heads are harder to shoot, so naturally they just survive longer.
They should definitely get some girl characters in like Call of Duty. You can't even pick a chick character.
Absolutely.
If you want to.
Yeah, definitely.
I would like a create. I think I've said this before. I would like a creative character in Call of Duty anyway. Because I like that in Halo, at least. Yeah, and Halo is just colors, but it just I can see it.
I kind of remember them having the girl characters in Halo too, right?
They do. Yeah, the girl voices for Spartan.
The Halo characters, though, like you can make your own character, but it's so kind of lackluster a little bit. Like I just feel like I'm not like that much different than anyone else.
Right, and they took away my alien body, which was my deal. So
I would not want to see a creative character thing for Call of Duty.
Why?
I do not want to see like a guy walking around with like a custom suit that's just a whole bunch of dicks drawn on.
Yeah, the Call of Duty community is not the one that you want to give artistic license.
What are you talking about? Then you can teabag and be like, good shot, dick.
No, like if you look at a lot of those, I forgot, they're gamer cards within the game itself.
Yeah.
Some of them are so artistic and yet so horrible.
Offensive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite one was like, there's like this guy holding it like this, and there was a red balloon in the sky, and just says, "Shit, nigga, my balloon!" I'm like, I don't get it. It's funny, but it's offensive.
Inside joke.
That can't be offensive, man. No one can take offense to that, man. I got a loon and balloon and everything, man.
All right, anyway, the change.org petition is out there. It's backed by sheattack.com, which is a female rights website. Mm. So good for them.
SheAttacked.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Time to take a test.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
This is only a test.
You like that one? I guess.
That Guile line. I've never actually seen the Street Fighter movie.
Really?
No, I haven't. No.
Blasphemy.
The only thing I keep seeing from it is
Van
Bison. No, M. Bison, Raul Julia just going, "Of course!" I keep seeing that clip in like every.
That movie's filled with so many great lines.
To me, it was a Tuesday.
It just drives me crazy.
Quick, change the channel.
Guile is supposed to be like, you know, all American, and suddenly there's a French guy.
Belgian.
Or whatever the hell.
All right. Funny. Anyway, tonight's test will be 10 questions. When you get one right, you'll get one of these. When you get one wrong, you get one of these. Oh, wait, no, you won't. Well, one of these. Nothing?
Just silence. Soak it in.
So I'm staring at him. Is what it is.
You get shamed.
No, let me adjust the buttons. I gotta do it.
I feel the shame.
Okay.
Nice. Anyway, Novus was telling us that he was listening to the past episodes from episode one, and I don't recommend doing that because they were really bad in the beginning.
They were rough.
You got to start somewhere.
They're smooth.
I can't say much for my own videos, so.
Anyway, we must have been on the same wavelength because I was looking at number one and ours was press A to start. So I decided to come up with a test that was press A to start also, and that is 10 questions, all answers in which will begin with the letter A.
Okay.
Do we just raise our hands to come in?
Yes, okay. You do raise your hand. If you guys do need help, if you're totally stumped, then I guess I can pull up four multiple choice answers, maybe.
Are these just general knowledge questions?
General knowledge questions. I don't think they should be that difficult. So let's roll with number one. Asteroid was an arcade game from 1979 made by what five-letter...
That's going to be rough. Who did that one first?
I was staring out. Max did it first.
Atari.
Okay. I got a couple tricky ones in there where you guys are going to think it's one answer than another. So let's don't think they're all that easy.
Atari are like three or four answers. Assassin's Creed's like four or five answers.
In the Assassin's Creed game...
God damn it.
Boom.
Desmond Miles takes on the role of what assassin... from the 12th century. Oh. Max Barracuda.
Altair.
I was like, what's the guy's name? It's not Ezio.
I was trying to remember his last name.
Now I'm mad for not liking Assassin's Creed.
Next question.
Assassin's Creed.
This was made by the Behemoth Game Company. And what Xbox Live arcade game made by the Behemoth... Novus?
Alien Hominid.
Nice.
I think I only know three games by Behemoth. But that's one of them.
Right.
That one that starts with an A.
Yeah.
Castle Crashers.
It ain't Castle Crashers.
Castle Crashers.
I love the art in Alien Hominid. It's a pretty cool game to look at, I think.
And that was actually Alien Hominid's, they made an appearance in Castle Crashers, right?
And I think both of them made an appearance in Battle Block Theater thereafter.
I did not play that.
Oh my god. It's a fun puzzle game. But when you go to the settings, put all the dialogue on high, because the guy who does all the narration is hysterical.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay. Next one. Mm-hmm. Debuting in Resident Evil 2, what Asian character, Max Barracuda?
Ada Wong?
I hate that bitch.
Because she meant nothing.
Still haunting me in the new games. I don't know why she's still important.
Because she's always in the games. She doesn't do or mean anything.
She's the biggest plot point in five.
Anyway, the rest of the question was what Asian character is known for wearing a red dress in later appearances.
I watched her drown in Resident Evil 6 several times.
Nice. Yeah. That's what I meant, 6. Yeah. She keeps showing up in that fucking thing.
5. The science laboratories of Portal.
Aperture.
You got it with the word science. That was good.
He did. He's This one's a tricky one. What Pokemon from the Red and Blue era was known for teleporting Giant Shock?
Abra?
I was hoping you got that wrong.
Abra.
Hey, you know what? You're lucky, too, because you could have went Alakazam. That was one of those tricky ones.
Yo.
And Evolution.
I never played the game, but I know my Pokemon.
You do.
Gots to catch them all.
This guy knows his shit with Pokemon.
That was my trick one. Well, one of them. Okay. What is the name of the organization constructed to oppose Sephiroth and his soldiers in Final Fantasy VII?
I never got into that. Yeah.
I know it, but I'm blanking.
Abracadabra.
I'm trying to think of the movie.
Oh,
I saw.
Oh, Avalanche.
It is Avalanche.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I was hoping people might go for Advent, maybe.
That's almost tricked me up.
Right. Okay, this one's probably a little easier than most. What location is the setting for the game which preceded Batman Arkham City? Giant Shop.
Asylum?
Arkham Asylum.
I was waiting for the trick there.
No, no. Well, I thought maybe the preceded might throw you off. That's what this new game is.
I was not going to say Batman at all. I was going to just say Asylum.
All right, well, we're at 9. Max has 3. Novus has 3. Giant has 2. I'm liking this, man. I'm liking this. Okay, number 9. What video game publisher originally released DJ Hero, Doom 3... and the Call of Duty franchise? Novus.
Activision.
Okay.
Yeah, Call of Duty was the winner there.
Like, yeah, I know. No, I know. I know.
No, what was the first one? DJ Hero?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know they own a lot of the music ones.
Mm-hmm. I actually have that game, and I was just trying to think of where the hell it is.
I wanted to play this. So I'll let you borrow it if you want.
Yeah.
So
Activision owns ID Software? Because that's Doom, and that's what held me off.
Doom 3.
Mm.
Yeah, ID's stuck on
well done.
Rage now, I think. They
okay, and they the last question, which people can bet all their points. I warn you guys, it's not particularly difficult. So, you know, you're running out of A stuff. So,
but we're A squad.
Oh, why wasn't that the last question? What's your favorite podcast?
A squad.
All right. Well, the last question, Giant. How much will you be wagering?
Since I'm in last, shouldn't I go last?
Max.
I'm in second.
Novus. How many will you be wagering against these two giant babies? One.
Grew up at a mall.
3.
Don't want to get shut out. What I got? 2 or 1?
You got 2.
I bet 2. Fuck it.
All right. Now, actually, how am I going to work this? Because this is just an answer.
Everyone just got to answer it. Right?
No.
Then there's just going to be one winner no matter what.
Right.
Should have really planned this out better.
All right, whatever. Then Max and Novus... can possibly tie. Giant, you can't win this. This one's for 1 point.
All right, whatever.
A horror novelist heads to a remote town in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, wait, no, I don't want this.
Max Barracuda.
Alan Wake?
Yeah, he's waiting for it.
Made me sweat.
And it's a tie.
Up top.
I don't have a sound bite for a guest to win, but I do have one for Max Barracuda, which he does enjoy.
Let's hit my victory theme.
Max Barracuda.
And Novus Redemptor.
where did that Max Barracuda clip come from? Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Stop interrupting us.
I'm sorry, but I have to.
Stop talking through my victory.
In your epic,
our shared victory.
In your epic tie.
You don't play
our epic tie.
You don't play any reference to Jaws after I'm complaining about Jaws on Nintendo.
Congratulations.
So bitter.
Congratulations to 2/3 of the room.
I got abracadabra, baby.
That was
baby.
Impressive.
All right. I would have. In the last section of the night, I'm just warning everyone because we normally end with old school game, but it's getting tired. I gotta retire that for a little bit.
So many times you're gonna be like, yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome.
Loved it. I remember that.
Anyway.
Segment done. Moving on.
Segment's gone. Get over it. Last segment of the night, we're gonna do a little bit of game gripes.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore! So mad!
You know what really grinds my gears?
What? No, it's like I gotta ask. What do you think of his intros?
They're improved.
are they better?
Yeah. No, it's like the ones you had always ended with you saying something that was so out of touch with the rest of it.
He's talking to Giant Shock, by the way.
Just listen to Painted Black podcast.
Actually,
the movie theme.
While we're doing game gripes, Giant, if you don't mind, could you pull up some of your old school ones so we could hit it up after game gripes?
Sure.
For A Squad? Thanks. Game gripes is where we all come up with a little something to complain about. I got the first one. While playing Costume Quest.
Glitch!
I do like that one.
Glitch. Yeah,
I always enjoyed that one.
That was a nice one. You got any more? Let's just do it. The earlier episodes.
Yeah, was it?
Hot stuff coming through.
Dad, why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know.
Coming out of the closet.
Okay, that one's hysterical as well.
For people who don't know that one, that was the one where Brian came out as gay.
We did it every episode, though, just because I was sad about it. That was the original thing you had for
old school game of the week
was we coming out of the closet.
Digging like through the closet. And yeah. Brian was in there.
This is Pete's old section, History of Gaming.
History of Gaming.
We do history every once in a while. I think we threw one.
We did one last episode for... Or the episode before for GTA.
Yeah.
I threw together a quick one. Yeah. Why, you liked it? You want more? I know.
Oh,
I hear
I
it.
Like it. I like history.
Did you like it?
I thought it was cool.
You're doing one next week,
I like the little trivia.
Fair enough. I'll do it.
Do we get any more, Giant? Old school love?
I could play the quiz one.
So. Should I play the old school thing? Because this is old school as hell. Old school.
Old school. Game of the week.
Old school like the old school.
We got a little old school flavor after all. I'm liking this.
And this was the original quiz one.
The D-pop quiz, hotshot.
Am I the meanest?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it.
Quiz time. That's my deal.
I still like them all.
Thank you, Pete.
Your standards are low. I'm kidding with you.
I think our anniversary is coming up. Maybe we'll hit those.
I believe it was the end of January. It's almost 3 months, and then it's a year. We should do cut up a whole bunch of the old episodes.
A
big spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anyway, game gripe.
Game gripe.
Anyway, I'm playing Costume Quest, and I have to get to certain save points or police boxes to save my game. At this point, I am tired of getting to save points.
Yeah.
There's no need for it anymore. I could just pause it, and what the hell? Like,
well, I think it depends on the game, though. Like, certain games, part of the challenge is getting to that save point.
I can't think of one particularly.
Now that I've called attention to this, neither can I.
Right.
Well, I mean...
we'll be right back.
Dead Space. Every time you got to a save point, you had to go through something fucked up.
Good point.
And like,
did
you really want to save it? Because you're a little... If you were like really low on ammo or you were jacked up, you're like, I might not want to even save this.
Yeah.
Right, but it's annoying at this point. I mean, I understand you can't do it in the middle of a race and like...
But
need for
by eliminating save points, you're eliminating a lot of challenge.
No, not in Costume Quest. Because
what are you
going to
do?
It's just backtracking to my last save point on the map. It's annoying.
So then where, let's say you were to die, where would you want to respawn?
Oh, respawn spot, I guess. But if I just want to save, like, I would battle three people, and then, you know, I would obviously have to go to Disneyland or something of that nature, and then I would have to battle the same three dudes.
Yeah, but, like, that's from the beginning of time, though. Like, you always had to die. Wherever you died from, you had to go back to a certain point, and if you didn't have to fight those guys again, you just had to fight those guys again.
Right, but from the beginning of time, you mean old shitty way of thinking.
No, but I'm saying, like, what game can you even just save wherever, and it's exactly like you? Like, Assassin's Creed, I could save it wherever, but if like, I didn't complete the mission totally, I still have to go through that whole mission again.
No, I'm into that. I'm tired of running to a particular point to save.
Oh, all right.
Like, a particular stone I have to rub, or, like, some stupid thing.
Well,
like
I think,
that.
The worst one ever was Resident Evil, where you had to carry something, the stupid little ink ribbons.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was the only one I really had a problem
Thank
with.
Thank God that's over with. Yeah. When was the last time you saw that?
When was the last time Nightmare. Somebody used a typewriter?
Yeah.
But I think it gave, the initial one gave it that creepy feel, where, like, every time you did it,
click,
like,
click, 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 click,
yeah.
After, like, the third game, you're like, please, please, I don't want to carry ink ribbons anymore.
But I think the sign of a well-designed game is that you're not clamoring for a save point.
Right.
You know, I like the way Skyrim did it, personally, where there are save points in the, you know, automatic saves after epic battles.
Mm-hmm.
But then you could always just hit start and hit save. You always had that option.
Yeah, that's what I like, too.
But you couldn't do it in the middle of a fight, you couldn't save. You couldn't do that while you were, you know, jumping or falling or in any kind of precarious situation, you couldn't save.
Well, I mean, we're seeing it phased out a lot. Grand Theft Auto doesn't do it anymore. At least I don't have to go back to the house or anything.
I hated
that. Oh, that was always obnoxious in that. I hated that. Because the world was so big, you know?
That's my game gripe. Giant, what do you got?
Here's my game gripe. I do like the achievements and everything. I really think they have to work away with the leaderboards, where people aren't just clamoring for kills all the time, and it matters more if you win the game or not. Suit up, I got my cape and my cow. Thanks, Batman.
My bad.
I was like, wow, you really want to hear that song?
But yeah, man, people get so like you know, get such a hard on for being ranked a certain amount, where like they'll camp out on like a Call of Duty game and for domination, they'll just shoot people by flag A, not give a shit. And so their kill death goes way up instead of trying to actually help win the match. And I feel that, like, I'm there to win the match. You know, I want to have...
Right.
I want to win. I don't want to, like, have, like, the most kills on the losing squad.
Oh, I couldn't agree with this more. I think that maybe if they wanted to sectionalize it, like, if you have a high KD in, you know, in deathmatch, yeah, that's impressive. But, yeah, exactly right. These people who are just camping out the flags and not caring about it, they should have a separate capture the flag, how many flag captures you get.
Yeah.
For example.
And also another addendum to that is that for the achievements at least, and for leveling up your guy, like, I don't care if you could do it on private matches and just cheat. Like, I miss playing just regular old private matches with just my friends in the exact setting we want to do it, because no one wants to do that because it doesn't go towards your achievements or the leveling up of your character. So that's right off the bat, off the table.
What game are we talking about?
Gears,
Call of Duty, anything like that.
Gears you can level up on, at least Gears 3, I know, you can level up on private matches, but it's a lot slower.
Yeah.
So it's...
The leveling up isn't that big of a deal to me in that particular game. It's the achievements. Like, I do want my 100 kills.
The achievements, as far as weapon kills and everything, after the first one, everything that is done, regardless of what kind of match it's in, counts toward it. Everything. Mm-hmm. Because I was almost going to do boosting for Gears 3 for Seriously 3.0.
Yeah.
Because it's the most fucking obscene...
Well, how many did you have to kill in that?
Like, over... 20,000, 30,000, like, it's obscene, because you have all the medals. You start off like, oh, just kill like 500 with this thing, then it goes like 1,000, then 2,000, then fucking high up there. It's the amount that you have to kill overall, the amount of hours you have to play, is so obscenely high. It's like no real human being can actually do that legitimately unless they're playing it from start to finish.
Gears was never that bad with it because everyone gets to start off with the same weapons. Call of Duty sucks with it because, you know, you don't get...
If you come into that game like a month late, you're in a serious disadvantage.
For a while, you're going to get your ass kicked until you get those guns.
Yeah. But I forgot what I was saying.
Yeah, but I would like to be more about winning the match than what achievements or how your guy's rank is.
If The thing with leaderboards, though, is that people can also hack them. So you could, like, these guys who are working so hard, working quote unquote so hard to get this, to get to the top of leaderboards.
Keep hitting the table.
I got to get a new wire for it.
They can be bumped out by somebody who just hacks it. Lost Planet 2, those leaderboards have been hacked almost from like day one. People wanted them to reset it, so like for the sake of achievements and for the sake of actual gameplay, because the number one people are inhuman.
Yeah,
they set up with times and scores that aren't possible.
Right.
So
like 1 second.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. And they've obviously been hacked. It's like, well, what's the point of having a leaderboard then if you're just gonna have that kind of bullshit happen? So
yeah.
So
okay. Novus, your game, Brett?
I wasn't actually prepared for one, so I had a thought a second ago. I can't remember what it was. So
Max Barracuda. Yeah, back to Novus.
You want to go back?
Yeah, we'll go back to Max.
Don't do mine. Something I've noticed in a lot of games, and most recently, and of course, Far Cry, because I can't stop talking about it, is you in that game in particular, you beat a mission, a major story mission. Then a little cutscene plays where you're having a phone conversation. Now you have the option to either jump to the next story mission or do a lot of the side stuff. Tons of side shit to do. Tons. But every time you do a little side mission, it goes right back into the phone call where you're calling your German buddy who's like, "Hello, my friend! What the... We need you to kill this guy." And it goes on forever. So I'm doing all these missions and I keep having to hear this fucking phone call and this cutscene. I just want to skip it.
That's the same cutscene?
Over and over.
Because
and over.
You're doing side missions?
Yeah. It goes...
Oh, that's
like a reminder of where you're supposed to go. So I love cutscenes just fine. Love them. They're okay. Just make them passable. I don't want to have to listen to the same conversation 40 times. And also, when you die, if I do that mission, hear that conversation, then I get killed by something, the second I respawn, I got to hear the conversation again. And I can't even start. It's a 4-minute conversation, and I can't even charge into the enemy base because I'm on the cell phone.
So, I you won't even put your phone down to charge into?
No. The only way I found out how to do it is to jump in the water. Okay. And then even when you come out of the water, you're still talking on your cell phone. And it's obnoxious.
I hate... I don't mind it so much the very first time, but multiple replaying of the same cutscene over and over again kills me, where you can't just skip it. You know, even if it's like 30 seconds.
Yeah, you get sick of it.
Like, I got hit up in Gears a lot like that, where I was playing on hardcore. I would die way more often than I usually do. And I would have to look at the same dumb locust go, "Rah, Landwalker," or whatever, like a thousand times.
And it gets...
Well,
Gears,
can't you skip it the second time?
No.
It won't... No. That's
some,
what...
Some games, they require you to watch it.
That's the
every
point, though.
Every single time. Most of the games I play, you can press A after.
A lot of them do, but still, there exist these games that won't let you bypass this stuff, and it grates on you.
Even if they let you skip, though, sometimes you have to wait 10 seconds for it to say,
yeah,
"Okay, you may
skip."
Yeah,
that happens. But that's because it's loading during the thing. But then again, I don't suck at Gears, so I never had to...
I mean, did you beat the new one on hardcore, man? It's fucking hard.
I beat it with my feet.
No. I had to beat it with feet. And, like, he was playing on the next lower level because he didn't unlock Insane yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Please help me, man." There's when you storm the beach with all the fucking crazy, all the things that blow up near you, it's because you don't even get down. It's not like you can even get down in that mode.
You're down, you're dead.
You're down, you're just dead.
Right.
So, I mean,
the strategy for that became hide in the corner. I'm going to try not to die.
Like, it was rough.
Okay. So, Novus, you got one?
Yeah, I think so. I was just kind of thinking of this recently. Platformer games that have lock-on systems and how they are grossly inaccurate. And my prime example is Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Oh, yeah.
You guys played that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you're trying to do something, and like obviously you have like 10 things in front of you, and you lock onto the wrong thing. So if you're trying to lock onto this guy to throw him down, suddenly you grab like... this object on the ground.
You grab a box.
You grab a box or a piece of paper. Yeah. It's like, I was looking at that guy. I was looking directly at this guy. But you're grabbing a box that's off screen.
I couldn't agree more on this one.
And it drove me so nuts because I started trying to play it on higher difficulty. And that's one where like every single move counts because even if you have a really buffed up character, you can get wrecked on the highest difficulty in that game. No problem.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were done. Sorry.
What were you saying?
I was going to say, the one that I get caught up on a lot is Assassin's Creed, where I'll jump at my target, kill the two knights that are chilling with them or something like that, and I'll be like, "What's up?"
I've occasionally dove off a building to kill the target and instead killed two civilians, and it has to remind you, you do not kill civilians.
Well, how many times have you jumped off a rooftop to kill a guy and then you land crane pose on a fucking fence post? And that
so many times.
There have been times where, like, I was playing Crackdown 2, and
I'm sorry.
I love those games. The second one is so much fun just because it's just such cheesy bullshit.
Did you play the new Saints Row?
Not yet, no.
That's what Crackdown should have been. Everything Crackdown should have been.
I enjoyed Crackdown, so. Okay. But you know, there are times where I'll be trying to fight somebody and, like, I'll try to aim up there somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and instead I aim at a civilian and, you know, homing rocket kills them. I'm like, oh, well.
Well, then you are going to go absolutely bonkers for Saints Row 3.
I've been meaning to play it. I wanted to buy, like, the
Isn't it four?
Four.
Well, four, yeah. My bad. I wanted to buy the full package for Saints Row 3. I haven't been able to pick it up yet, but...
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I meant four. I'm still all Batman on the brain. Suit up, I got my cape and my cowl on. Tonight I'm here to party, thanks to me the crime's gone. I saved the city once, I saved the city twice, I saved it three times. We're done.
Now that we've indulged that for the third time.
All right, so that's it for this week. I hope everybody had fun. John, you have fun?
Always.
Novus? He nodded. He nodded.
I said I did.
He said you
Max?
Did.
Max?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking
Woo!
For.
Hey, squad!
Table flip!
Let's burn this motherfucker down.
All right, well, thanks for playing, everybody. Nah, that's not how we're ending this episode. Suit up, I got my cape and my cowl on. Tonight I'm here to party, thanks to me the crime's gone. I saved the city once, I saved the city twice, I saved it three times. I deserve to skip the line. I'm bad. Suit up, I got my cape and my cowl on. Tonight I'm here to party, thanks to me the crime's gone. I ain't no Superman, but I saved the whole world. Now come here, cutie booty, you can be my bad girl. All you wanna be is gangbang. Gun-toters. You think you run this place? Y'all a bunch of fucking jokers. You got your bottle service. You push a lot of weight. One little wire transfer. I'll fucking own this place.